we spoke with Bob McNair yesterday. He commented a little bit on the quarterback situation. He wants to see some better play from that position. Just your thoughts on the outlook for Brock and the position?
Well, I think, you know, unfortunately, we're in a business that at the end of the day, there's only one team that's happy, right? And so that's the reality. And the rest, the other 31 of us are trying to figure out how to get better. And certainly, I think that, you know, we made some strides this year in certain areas, but we've got to get better production from the quarterback position. We've got to get better production from all across our football team, and we've got to do a good job of analyzing the team, and that's what we're doing now. We're spending the time evaluating our football team, you know, trying to figure out where we're strong, where we're weak, and then how can we go about improving. And that's what we do every offseason, and you know that, and we're aggressive, and we've always been, and you know, and we'll be diligent, and we'll go through our processes, and we'll try to improve this football team all the way across the board.
Rick, do you have that confidence that Brock can be the player that he believes he can be?
Well, I think, obviously, I have that confidence in him, and I think he's got to have that confidence in him, and he's got to go back to work, and we've all got to go back to work. And, you know, this league, part of playing that position is, you know, you've got to deal with the scrutiny, with the stress, and all that's involved with that. But it's not only just about Brock. It's about our entire football team. And that's why we're spending the time now evaluating to see how, you know, how we can get better.
Bob mentioned yesterday that he would the team would be looking at perhaps taking a quarterback in the draft. Would you share some thoughts on that?
No, I will not share any thoughts on that, Mark. You know I'm not going to tip my hand that way. We'll go about our business now. As you know, what happens Mark, is that we will evaluate our football team. We will look at the free agent class, and we'll start to work on our draft process. Our scouts are coming in town in a couple of weeks. We'll set the draft board before the combine, and you'll ask me that question in Indy at the combine again, and I probably won't tell you then either. So.
May I take one more swing?
Sure.
I'm going to miss.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of speculation out there about that quarterback stuff. Do you guys have potentially any interest in Tony Romo?
Mark, well, I will tell you that there's no way that I can comment on Tony Romo now because Tony Romo's on another football team. So I'm shocked that you would ask me question, you know, in front of all these cameras especially. But, again, we're just working on our football team at this point.
Rick, let me ask you about a couple guys on your team, A.J. Boye and DeAndre Hopkins. You guys have been, you know, pretty much hoping to do something with those guys. Has that rained the hope? And just in terms of your thoughts on the quality of those young men?
Well, you know, I think both those guys are good football players. Obviously, they're two different situations. One, in the case of A.J., who is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the you know, league year this year, you know, DeAndre has a year left on his contract. So they're two different situations and scenarios. But I think if you look at our football team, I think you see that, you know, we spend a lot of time and effort in the draft. We try to make good decisions. And when we've got good young football players, we do our best to extend those guys and keep them a part of our core football team. And certainly, you know, couldn't be any more proud of any of our players than I am of AJ, the way that he has improved you know, his play and his confidence, and I think he had an outstanding year, and he's a guy that, you know, I've said many, many times that you can't have too many corners, you know, and so we've talked about that a lot, and I think he's a fine young man and fits our profile, and we certainly would like to have him back, and we're going to do everything we can do to get that done.
Along those lines, what have you thought about all the people who are now jumping on Jadeveon's bandwagon?
Well, yeah, I'm proud of J.D. I mean, he had a good year. I think everybody knew what J.D. was capable of. It was just a function of him not being healthy. And so I think we saw glimpses of what he can be. I think he's got a long way to go. He's got much improvement that he can continue to make. But if he continues to stay healthy and, you know, we get, you know, J.J. back and we get more improvement, you know, I think Mike Vrabel and his ascension to the coordinator's position is good. I think the fact that we were able to keep Romeo and I think that's just a fantastic situation. You know, coming back and coming off of a year where we played some pretty good defense, I think we can be even better. So that's the goal, and that's what we'll continue to do.
What have you thought about the development of Bedard McKinney?
Well, I'm proud of him. Another guy, you know, this guy is you know, he's got a wonderful, you know, just a physical attributes, size, speed, height, all those kind of things. But he's a tremendous football player. He's got great instincts, and I think you're seeing him, you know, coming to himself. And so, you know, he had a very productive year. He's very, very productive. And I think he's got another level to reach as well. So look forward to that.
Can you envision how good this defense can be with J.J. in there, with Whitney, with Jadeveon, and all the pieces you've assembled there?
Well, it's one of the few times I've missed being a coach. I mean, I'd love to be in a defensive staff room with this group. So those guys will have a good time trying to devise plans. And that's the thing I love about this coaching staff is they really do a good job of putting players in position and maximizing the talent levels and the skill sets of the individual players, putting those guys in position to make plays. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.